Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So today, our sermon is the third part of our stewardship series for this month. The text is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 13. Have you ever noticed how so many people are frantically trying to catch up with their busy schedule? It's as though their schedule were a New York City subway train that has just closed its doors and is starting to leave the station. And there they run, the coffee in one hand and the briefcase in the other, trying to catch the speeding train and hop on, but to no avail. Perhaps your schedule makes you feel that way. Yet God has given each one of us the very same 24 hours a day and the same 7 days a week. In this installment of our Managing God's Gift Stewardship series, today we look at God's gift of time. God created time, and He gives it to us as a free gift. As with His other gifts, our gracious God wants us to manage time to His glory. Wise King Solomon writes of the time in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." He then sings of many things that we do and endure during our days and years on earth, perhaps more things than we ever dreamed of cramming into our already crowded schedule. But notice where Solomon leads us. Verse 11 starts, "God has made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He has put eternity into man's heart. Yet, so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end, I perceived that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man." So not only does God give us time, our hours, days, months, and years as a gift, but He also gives a purpose to our time. God wants us to find everything beautiful. He wants you to be joyful and do good as you manage your time. He wants you to eat, drink, and take pleasure in your toil and your practice good stewardship of His gift of time. As the Lutheran Study Bible notes, God wants you to rejoice in the good of your labor as a gift of God and an expression of His love toward His children. He wants you to comfort one another, cheerfully receive God's gift, and further benefit your neighbor by generosity. But how can we find everything beautiful when we frantically try to keep up with the speeding subway car of our crowded the schedule? How can we be joyful and do good when we are running late, have a shuttle the children to school, and then rush to work for another long day? Or also fit in a trip for grocery store? What about unexpected trips to the doctor's office? How can we possibly take pleasure in our toil, let alone in eating and drinking? You think when we only have time for the Starbucks drive-through for breakfast and for McDonald's drive-through for supper, how can we even consider that all these things come from God and that He wants us to enjoy them as beautiful when we are so all-consumed with ourselves? When we can seem to fit some rest and relaxing into our hectic schedule, does it truly restore and refresh us? Perhaps we pick our vacation just as full with frenetic activities as we do the rest of our time. Perhaps we fill our 1 or 2 days off per week with so many chores and honeydews that we feel the need to return to work just to rest up to a bit. Perhaps we just veg out in front of TVs, binging watching our favorite shows for hours at a time. We feel we can relax. But have you ever noticed that doing nothing in this way does not always refresh? We really are like Martha in our gospel reading today. When Jesus came to visit, Martha busied herself with the countless dinner preparation, while Mary merely sat at Jesus' feet, listening to his teaching. Distracted with much serving is how Luke described Martha. Then Martha complained, but Jesus answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things." Our Lord met as well, say that to us as well. Then Jesus gave the better way. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. What is that one thing necessary? What is that good portion? Jesus let us figure it out from Mary's action. It was sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to his teaching. Let's call it regularly attending the Sunday service, or reading our Bible at home, or praying at home together with our family members. But some may say, "Pastor, I don't have time for daily devotion. Have you heard how busy I am and come to church every Sunday? Sundays are my only day off to sleep in." And therein lies the problem. We are anxious and troubled about many things, things not related to the Word of God, things that do not and cannot gave us the real rest we need. So this is the reason. That's why God gave us the third commandment: remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. This is also Martin Luther, the tied God's word to the third commandment in his small catechism. He wrote, "We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Let that meaning change your view of life. Let it shape you and how you manage God's gift of time. In his large catechism, Luther says that God gives us third commandments for both physical and spiritual needs, spiritual rest. Speaking of holy days from which we get holiday, Luther says, we keep them first of all for bodily causes and necessities, which nature teaches and requires. We keep them for the common people. That's us, who have been attending to their work and treat the whole week. In this way, they may withdraw in order to rest for a day and be refreshed. So managing God's gift of time includes withdrawing from the busy pace and being refreshed in body. It also includes withdrawing and being refreshed in our soul and spirit. Luther continues, second, and most especially, on this day of rest, since we can get no other chance, we have the freedom and time to attend divine service. We come together to hear and use God's word, and then to praise God, to sing, and to pray. When we actually push pause on your busy routine and your overcrowded schedule, and when you actually attend Sunday service and gladly hear preaching and learn God's word, God himself works in you. God himself gives you the rest that you need. God himself works so that you may manage his gift of time well, find everything beautiful, be joyful, and do good. God works in you by giving you his own son. Jesus knows how the body wears out and needs physical rest. He also knows how the soul needs spiritual rest in his word. When he took his rest, he did so by observing the worship day and praying. So for all of us who neglect his word, for all of us who fuzzled ourselves with our frantic work righteous, works day pace, our Lord Jesus did his greatest work by suffering and dying on a cross. Consider how that wear him out. Then he rested in his tomb of death on the Sabbath to restore the day of rest for our benefit. Then he rose victoriously on the third day to restore us to proper Sabbath keeping, to proper management of his gift of time. So then there remained a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. So managing the gifts of the God's gift of time is a lot like putting big rocks, medium stones, pea-sized gravel and sand into a gallon jar. All of them will fit into the jar. If we start with the small stuff, the sand, and put it in the jar first, And then put the gravel on the top of that. And then we put medium size of stones. And then we try to put it on top of the rock. There's no, will be no room for the rock. But when we begin by putting the big rock first, the most important thing, followed by the medium stones, followed by the pea-sized gravel, and finally the sand, then you see it's all will fit. So you see the big ingredients, the important things, go in first. And the small ingredients work around that to fill the gaps. And on top of that, we just might be able to squeeze a bit more into the jar. Pour in some water to fill in the rest of the jar. So when it comes to managing God's gifts of time, hearing and learning His word, attending the divine service, Sunday service, receiving the Lord's body and blood, these are the big rocks. If you try to fit them into your busy schedule last, then of course there will not be room. So put them into your schedule first. Then put in the medium size, the stones of other obligations, maybe family works, and so on. Then put in the less weighty stuff, such as social activities or outings with friends or read good books or favorite hobbies, the gravel and the sand. If you will, to fill in the gaps, you may try just, in your busy schedule, you may find still you have gaps to fill what you choose. So remember, God gave times as His gifts, not so that you will feel frazzled or feel like you are chasing the departing subway, or even feel like chasing your own tail. God does not want you to be anxious and troubled about all things. Instead, He wants you to spend your time on whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. So if there is any excellence, if there is anything worth of praise, think about these things and make them the bigger ingredients in the gallon jar of your schedule. In managing God's gift of time, our gracious God wants you to find everything beautiful. Everything beautiful. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.